Welcome to part three of the Acquire Wisdom series as we walk through the book of Proverbs and talk about some issues, some things in life that we think are really important for you in high school and really any of us to know. And today I'm going to be talking about friendships and relationships and how much influence they have in your life. And you've heard this before. Your parents have told you, yeah, you got to choose the right friends. But I hope today you leave realizing how important the friendships and relationships are in your life. Now, I don't expect you to know who this guy is. I highly doubt that any one of you watching this or in the youth group know who this guy is. But if you read up the top, this is a guy named Brett Barley. Brett Barley is a pro surfer that lives down on the Outer Banks, and he's a Christian. And he's like one of the possibly the only kind of YouTube, Instagram guy that I really kind of follow. And I'll be honest, I think he's a cool dude. I think he's a surfer. He loves his wife. He loves his family. Just loves the outdoors, kind of like me. And so he's a guy that, in one sense, I kind of look to and I like to follow. Now, you'll notice what he has on. Like on his face, he has on, by the way, he's the guy kind of holding the fish up in the air. He's got like kind of a sunshade thing that goes over his face and covers his nose so he doesn't get sunburned. Now, probably a lot of you look at that and you're like, that is possibly the most stupid looking thing I've ever seen. I don't care if my face gets sunburned. I would never wear that. Now, I've been following Brett for like 2 years, and I'll be honest, like the things that I see him do, I say to myself, I think that's kind of cool. I would do that. And so just recently, about 3 weeks ago, we were on our way to head to Smith Mountain Lake for the weekend. Knew it was going to be really nice, really sunny. And I decided, you know what? I want one of those sunshades. And I'm going to be honest with you. My wife made fun of me. She said, you want what? You want one of those? And I said, yeah, I want those. So I do expect you to know who this guy is. Okay? I'm willing to embrace the awkward and say that I totally got one, and I'm not gonna lie, I love it. I don't have to put suntan lotion on my face, I can be out all day, my face doesn't get burned, and I don't even care if I look stupid in the process. Now, what that should show you is the influence that Brett Barley had on me. I would have seen those and thought, yeah, those look stupid. I'm not going to get one of those. I'll just either get burned or put suntan lotion on. But because I saw Brett do it, he had this influence on me that made me say, you know what? If he can do it and it's cool, then I'm going to do it. And it serves a functional purpose. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to think about your five closest friends, or just your closest friends that are kind of around you. I want you to think about how much are you like them? Do you dress like them? Do you talk like them? Do you get some of the same things that they get? Do you act like them? I would guess you probably do. Now you could say, well, that's why we're friends, because we're alike. And there's some definite truth to that. But I'm sure as you become friends with those people and someone gets something or someone starts talking a certain way, they start acting a certain way, that influences the rest of the group. And you have begun doing that because you've been influenced by your friendships. It's kind of a natural phenomenon, kind of like gravity. We can't see gravity, but we know it's there because we're firmly planted on the ground. And in the same way, the way that we are drawn to people, that people influence us, is that same way. We can't see it, and you might not even ever recognize it. Maybe this is the first time you've ever even thought about why you are friends with the people you're friends with. But it's true and it's real that people influence us. And so today, this is the main point of today's message. You become who you hang around. Really simple, and yet it's really profound. You become who you hang around. And so today, I want to kind of talk about this, both for good and for bad, that you become who you hang around. Said a different way, the friends that you choose determine the direction and quality of your life. You know, peer pressure is real. It's real for both good and for bad. A lot of times we always take peer pressure and we say, well, it's all for the bad. No, I would say peer pressure is for both the good and the bad. Let's think about the good for a second. If you've been to one of Wrestling Bible Church's summer camp, and even if you haven't, you can understand this example. When we get there, you know, it doesn't matter after a couple days where you are in life, if you're close to the Lord or not. When you're around a bunch of other believers who are worshiping, being in God's Word, not distracted by the things of life, you start to worship God. You start to care about God's Word. That is a really good positive peer pressure and a positive influence. And so peer pressure works for good, and it also works for bad. And for bad, it could be, you know, you choose to make some friends and those friends cuss. You might not have cussed. You might know your parents don't want you to cuss. And what happens? You start cussing. And it can be a bunch of different things. Our friends have, the relationships around us have a very big influence on us. Another way that I know that people have influence on us is, I've seen this even more with my son, who's 4 years old. You know, he picks up on the things that we say and they influence them, and he begins to say them and he begins to do them. And that definitely shows you, you need to watch what you say around him or the things you do around them. One of the things that I like to say is, I just like to say, oh, you know, the good old days, or we have a cat and his name is Buxton. And I'll say, good old Buxton. And so the other day, I just hear Joshua saying, good old Buxton. You know, my four-year-old, he doesn't even really know what he's saying, good old, right? But he says it because he's influenced by me in his life, because I am in close relationship and close proximity with him. Here's what Proverbs 13:20 says. Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. There is both a promise and a warning here. The promise is, if you walk with the wise, I think I'd add in there, if you walk with the godly, if you walk with those, if you go in life with those who are following Christ, you will become wise. You will become more like Christ. But the companion of fools will suffer harm. And so the warning is, if you become friends with the fool, with those that don't know the difference between right and wrong, or those that know the difference and choose to do wrong, that choose to go against God's word, that choose not to follow God, you will suffer harm. That is the promise and both the warning in this verse. And so this verse really sums up the whole main point. You become who you hang around. You become wise when you hang out with the wise. You become foolish when you hang out with the foolish. Again, I could say it like this. The friends you choose determine the quality and direction of your life. You know, it's interesting. No one ever wakes up and says, I just want to be a fool today. I could take that back. I know some of you that may have actually woke up and said, I want to be a fool today. I may have even woke up and said, I want to be a fool today. But I think when we do that, we're kind of joking. It means we just want to do something kind of stupid, kind of funny. But no one ever wakes up and says, I want my life to be foolish. I want my life to be destructive. I want my life to be ruined. No one ever says that. And yet, you've seen, maybe in your own life, you've seen the life of your friends, you've seen the life of those, maybe even on TV, you have seen people's lives become ruined, become destructive, the quality and direction of their life goes down. And while they didn't say they wanted that to happen, they made choices and took steps and they put themselves around the people that took them that way. And that is because, as another verse explains that perfectly, 1 Corinthians 15:33, do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. There is many people that I've known, many people that you have known, that they grew up with really good parents that set really good morals for them, that set a trajectory for their life that was to be God-honoring. And they even saw that in their parents, you know, imperfectly, but their parents were trying to walk with the Lord. And yet, when they got around bad company, when they chose to make friends with those that weren't walking the way God was, that ruined the good morals that they had, the good foundation that they have. Why? Because you become who you hang around. And yeah, I can count on more than 10 students that I've known in the 7 years that I've worked here that have walked away from the Lord. And a good part of that is because they began to hang around bad company, and that influenced them. And they didn't even probably realize that at the time. You know, something might have happened in their life that moved them away from the Lord, but they began to hang around people that influenced them. And you know, their language began to change because that's the language that the people that they hung around had. Their actions eventually began to change. They began to walk away from spiritual things and not care. They started to not come to shepherd groups. Why? Because the friends that they were allowing to influence them, they weren't there either. You know, I'd come in on a Sunday morning and see these people. They would have very little to say to me, where in the past they had much to say to me. And the answer and the reason is why is because the people you hang around is what you will become. And so the question then is why? You know, why does this happen? I've often wanted to figure out, man, what? I just want to pinpoint it. I want to know, where was that change where it happened when you were walking with the Lord? Like, it was genuine. There was fruit in your life, these people's lives that I could see. And then something changed. And I think a really big part of it is this: acceptance. We are all looking for acceptance in this life. We all want to be known. We all want to be accepted somewhere. Here's what Proverbs 1:10-11 says. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait for the blood. Let us ambush the innocent without reason. See, I see in these two verses, I see the word entice and come with us. I think that hits that idea of acceptance. Those that are not living the way God desires in varying levels, there's an enticement there. You are enticed by them. You see that. You think, man, that just looks like they are having a ton of fun. I see my Christian friends, those at church, they just seem like the goody two shoes. They don't look like they're having any fun. And so there's an enticement there to go do that thing. And they say, come with us. They ask, they say, come do this thing. You know, come live this life with us. It will be fun. It will be what you've always wanted. There is enticement there. There is a come with us. And it's because you and I, we all are looking for acceptance somewhere. Because our friends, the people we hang around, have the greatest influence on our lives. Acceptance is powerful. When we are accepted somewhere, it is powerful, the things that will make us do. But acceptance can also be really deceptive if it's in the wrong way and if it's with the bad company that we talked about. And acceptance can be good. When we're accepted in the right group and we find acceptance there, when we look for acceptance there and we find it in people that are trying to follow Jesus, we put ourselves around those people, man, we will find acceptance, and it can be encouraging and challenge us. It will challenge us in our faith, but it will encourage us to continue to do the right thing. And why is acceptance powerful? Because we become who we hang around. And who we hang around is who we are accepted by. So we become who we hang around, and we hang around who we are accepted by. You wouldn't hang around with someone you don't feel accepted by. Now, you could be accepted by them, but you don't feel like you are. So what's going to happen? You're going to go look for acceptance where you feel like you're completely accepted. Because sometimes there can be some people that you might feel like, I'm not accepted by them. And it's because they don't condone of maybe something that you're doing. It doesn't mean you're not accepted by them. It just means they're saying, dude, this isn't good for you. And so what happens is you're going to go to find acceptance at the place where it feels like these people don't tell me if something is wrong or bad. And so how do I know that acceptance is so powerful? It's because when I think back to myself in high school, and I'm still kind of this way, but I think God has sanctified me and grown me in a lot of ways over time. But I was that guy that was like, dude, if something was funny, if someone thought something I did was going to be funny or I was going to be the crazy guy, then I was like, almost anything. I was like, I'll do it. Sure. You know, I didn't totally care if it really hurt anybody because I thought, yeah, they'll think I'm funny and then I'll be accepted. And so the friends that I put myself around in high school, it's kind of like the guys you'd be like, well, they're not like the really bad guys, which I think a lot of you say out there, my friends aren't really bad. They're pretty good people. And yet, I was influenced by them in many ways to do things that were not what the Lord wanted. But that acceptance was powerful. And I became who I hung around. It was that simple. Now, the thing is I also lived a double life, which I think a lot of us struggle with especially when I was in high school. I was one guy when I was at school, and I was another guy when I was at church. And so I could be this kind of chameleon, but I think the guy that I was at school was really the guy where my heart was. And I was accepted by those guys. But the acceptance that I had, they never called me out to say, man, that's kind of messed up in your life. No, we all just kind of were like, yeah, who cares? You just do whatever feels good. That's not the kind of acceptance that we want. We want real friends. True friends that encourage us, willing to challenge us, draw us closer to the Lord. And then on the flip side, so I leave high school, I go to college, and that was when God did some really radical changes in my life. And the guys that I found, I began looking for guys that were going to not just accept me for whatever I did, but guys that were going to help draw me closer to the Lord. Because I realized the way I was in high school, I wasn't walking with the Lord. I didn't want to go back there. I wanted to walk with Jesus. And so it's crazy. It's crazy. You become who you hang around. I started hanging around guys that imperfectly, but wanted to follow Jesus. Believe it or not, I started to follow Jesus. Why? Because you become who you hang around. Are you starting to get the point now? You become who you hang around. And it's those guys that I am still from college, and I am still such good friends with. Over this quarantine, there's two guys especially, Rob and Josh. I actually had a really cool Zoom call with them where we just talked about life, how to love our wives, how to walk with the Lord. We had fun. And it's so cool to see that I'm still accepted by those guys, and yet those guys are willing to challenge me in my life. Those are meaningful relationships. So we've got to kind of talk about like what to do now. Where do we walk from here? Some of you are like, man, I know the friends that I'm surrounded with. They're not good for me. I'm becoming ways that I'm becoming the person I don't want to be. So what do? You got to think about first, who are you surrounding yourself with? You know, think about your friends. Think about the way that they are living, the way that they talk, the things that they do. Are they Christ followers? I'm not saying that every single friend that you have has to be a Christ follower, but I do think it is really key that those who are most influential in your life are those that are seeking to follow Christ. And so you just need to take some time right now. You need to just think about, who are my friends? You know, did I just think it just happened that I became friends with them? You know, was I looking for something and that's why I became friends with these people? Here's the second thing that you need to do. After you think about the friends that you have, you need to really think about the life path that your friends are on. Proverbs 1:15-16 says, "My son, do not walk in the way with them. Hold back your foot from their paths, for their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood." Do not walk. Hold back. Man, think about the life path that your friends are taking. Where is it leading? What things is it leading them to do on the weekend? What decisions do they make with their Sundays? What do they talk about at the cafeteria table? You know, what things do they have on their phone? What attitudes do they have towards their parents? Where are they trying to go in life? What is their life purpose? Do they follow Christ? Think about the life path that your friends are on, because you become who you hang around. Therefore, the life path that your friends are taking is the life path that you yourself will also take, because your friends are one of the greatest influences on your life. The third thing you need to do is this. You need to think about the consequences of the way that you are walking. So this goes from, I think about my friends and who surrounded me. What am I becoming like them? I think about the life path that they are on. Is that the same life path that they're going on? Is that the life path that I also want to be on? Sometimes we just have to stop and evaluate those things. But we also got to think about the consequences of the way that your friends are walking and the way that you are walking. And here's what Proverbs says. Proverbs 1:17 through 19. For in vain is a net spread in the sight of any bird, but these men lie in wait for their own blood. They set an ambush for their own lives. Such are the ways of everyone who is greedy for unjust gain. It takes away the life of its possessors. What is it saying? In vain they set the net, because they're setting the net for a bird, to catch a bird. Well, a bird is smart enough to know, I'm not going to go towards that net. But the one that is foolish in life, that is seeking their own gain, that is seeking to do everything for themselves, that is not following anything of God's truth, that person is foolish, because ultimately they are setting up their own consequence, an ambush for their own lives. Why? We remember Proverbs 13:20 that says, if you become a companion of fools, you will be foolish. You will be a fool because you become who you hang around. This way that they are living of greedy, unjust gain, taking from others, is actually setting an ambush for their own lives. It will actually take away their life. It will not bring the life that they are looking for. So think about, take a moment to think about the way that you are living right now, the way that your friends are living, the things that you're doing. Man, is it giving life to you? Do you feel good after it? Do you feel like your life has meaning? Do you feel like God says, man, well done, my good and faithful servant? Or do you feel like, man, we are totally self-centered, we are totally living for ourselves? Well, think about where the consequence of that goes to. Because everyone seems to think, you know, I might do these things, but I can just stop whenever I want. It is so not true. And the Bible is clear about that. The companion of fools will suffer harm. Why would you want harm for your life when you can choose a different way? And lastly, if you thought about who your friends are surrounding you, how they're influencing you, if you thought about their way of life, is that influencing your path of life? If you thought about needing to be different, lastly, you need to choose a different path with those who follow God. Choose a different path with those who follow God. I highlighted choose here because you need to make a choice. God has given you a free will to choose the friends that you put yourself around, to choose those who have the greatest influence on you. Proverbs 4:14-15 says this, do not enter the path of the wicked and do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it. Do not go on it. Turn away from it and pass on. So you got to choose. You got to choose to not enter the path of the wicked. Don't even enter. Don't go there. If you've already gone there, you're going to have to exit out. You're going to have to walk out. You're going to need some help to do that. You need to choose not to walk in the way of evil. Your life path, where your life path, your actions, your thoughts, your motives, not in the way of evil. You avoid it. Do not go on it. Turn away from it and pass on. Man, the writer of Proverbs, Solomon, is just giving this warning to the young man that he's writing to. He's saying, don't enter it. Don't walk. Turn away from it. Don't go on it. He is so warning him. You don't want to go down that path. You don't want to be surrounded by those people. Why? Because you become who you hang around. And you hang around who you feel accepted by. And many times, we feel accepted by those who won't tell us anything to maybe challenge us or grow us or point us in a different direction. And that is a false sense of acceptance. So you're going to have to choose a new path. You're going to have to choose some new friends. And that's going to be hard. I'm not saying that that's easy by any means. I remember when I transitioned from high school to college, there was a point there where it was hard to transition like that. But I can tell you, it was worth it. Those who hang out with the wise will become wise. Those who have fools that are companions will suffer harm. There's a promise and a warning there. So think about what you want from life. Where do you want to go in life? What things does God want from you in life? Think about that, and then think about what kind of people do I need to surround myself with. And what I can tell you is God's going to bring some people to mind, maybe in this youth group, that, man, you might have thought, those aren't the people. I'm not going to hang out with them. They're not like me. Those might be the very people that God wants to grow the deepest relationships you'll ever have. You might not have thought it, but God works in some really cool and mysterious ways. Remember this, Proverbs 13:20, whoever walks with the wise become wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. And you acquire wisdom. Now, wisdom is not just knowledge. Wisdom is the ability to live out knowledge. You've got the knowledge now, and you've got some ways to live it out. You know the things you need to choose. You're able to evaluate what are the life path that your friend's going on. You know the knowledge that if you are a friend with fools, you will suffer harm. You know those things. Now it's time to go out and live it out. And let me leave you with this. It is always easier to do the right thing when you are with the right people. It is always easier to do the right thing when you're with the right people. Why? Because you will become who you hang around. This idea of friendships and relationships having the most influence on you is huge. It's huge for anybody at any stage of life. But right now in high school, man, if you took this to heart and chose friends that were following God, and it's not to say that you just leave all your non-Christian friends, but you do not let those be the ones that influence you the most, you would see a dramatic change in your life. So remember, you become who you hang around. Let's pray. Lord God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the truth in it, God, that you just so clearly tell us. God, if we will walk with the wise, we will become wise. If we walk with the wise who seek to follow God, we will become a better Christ follower, one who glorifies him, who has his purpose. But Lord, if we are a companion of fools, we will suffer harm. God, I wish no one in the student ministry would suffer harm by walking foolishly. But Lord, they would follow you. And God, some would have to make some hard decisions to change up some of their friendships, God. And that is hard because we seek acceptance. So God, I pray that those in this student ministry would be accepting. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great Sunday.